Liturgical Day, Thursday the 5th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went to the border of the Tyrian country. There he entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, but he could not remain hidden. A woman, whose small daughter had an evil spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Now this woman was a pagan, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. Jesus told her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she replied, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the crumbs from the children's bread." Then Jesus said to her, "You may go on your way. Because of such a reply, the demon has gone out of your daughter." And when the woman went home, she found her child lying in bed and the demon gone. Our commentaries by Father Jorge Burgos. Today we see the faith of a woman that did not belong to God's chosen people, but trusted Jesus could cure her daughter. That mother was a pagan, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. Pain and love bring her to insistently beg, ignoring scorn, delays, or indignities. And she gets what she's asking for, as she went home and she found her child lying in bed and the demon gone. St. Augustine used to say that our prayers are not heard because we ask, "Aute mali, aute male, aute mala." Mali, because we are evil. For the T, our personal dispositions are not good, or they are bad, and we should be asking for, in the first place, to become good, male, because we pray badly, without faith, not persevering, not humbly, mala, because we ask for bad things, that is, things which are not good for us, things which can harm us. In the last analysis, prayer is ineffective when it is not true prayer. Therefore, pray. In what human venture could you have a greater guarantee of success, says St. Jose Maria Escrivá. The Syrophoenician woman is a good mother. She was begging something good. She begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter, and she begged rightly, and came and fell at his feet. Our Lord wants us to use insistently the petition prayer, or prayer of faith. There are indeed other kinds of prayers, worship, salvation, prayers of thanks. But Jesus insists on our often using the prayer of petition. Why? Many could be the reasons. Because we need God's help to attain our greatest aim. Because it expresses hope and love. Because it is a clamor of faith. But there is also a motive that perhaps is sometimes ignored. God wants things to be a little as we like them. Thus, our petition, which is an act of freedom, along with God's omnipotent power, can contribute to make the world as God wishes, and a little as we too wish. The power of prayer is wonderful.